Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is Parashat Ki Tavo. And in this week's parasha, we have, of course, the famous blessings and the curses that Am Yisrael now come and receive towards the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Half of Bnei Yisrael of the Shvatim of the tribes go up on one mountain, on Har Gerizim, and the other half go on to Har Eval, the mountain of Eval. And those on the mountain of Gerizim start reading out all of the blessings to Am Yisrael. If you keep Hashem's Torah and mitzvot, you will receive all of these berachot. And Chas V'Shalom, the opposite, on Mount Eval, all of the people who will not keep Hashem's mitzvot, Chas V'Shalom, they will receive all of these terrible curses. I want to focus on one line within the berachot, within the blessings. There's a very beautiful pasuk in this week's parasha. It says, Yechimecha Adonai lo le'am kadosh. Hashem will confirm you, will hold you as a holy nation to Him, ka'asher nishbalach, just like He swore to you, ki tishmor mitzvot Adonai Elohecha. As long as you keep His mitzvot, the mitzvot of Hashem your God, and the pasuk ends, ve'halachta bidrachav, and you walk in His ways. What is the Torah teaching us with these last two words, and you walk in His ways? Right? The pasuk says, if you keep Hashem's Torah, you keep Hashem's mitzvot, you will receive this blessing. And then it adds, ve'halachta bidrachav, if you walk in His ways. What does it mean to walk in the ways of Hashem? And I think once we understand the answer to this question, it will change the whole perspective of how we're supposed to be living our lives. There's one mindset that a person should always have, which is, of course, to always try to be fulfilling the mitzvot of Hashem, trying to get closer to Hashem, and that's beautiful, that's amazing. But the parasha is teaching us even more than that. It's saying, to really truly receive the true blessing of Hashem, you need to be walking in the ways of Hashem. Now, how do you walk in the ways of Hashem? You have to emulate God. Everything that Hashem does. The Gemara says that just like Hashem is rachum v'chanun, Hashem is merciful, Hashem does chesed, Hashem buries the dead, Hashem does all these different types of chesed, we should be the same, we should emulate His ways. But I want to say, let's take it a step further. More than just emulating Hashem's ways, we have to always be thinking in our mind, what would Hashem want us to do in this situation? You have many decisions you're going to make every single day of your life, whether it be a small decision or a big decision. It's up to you to decide if you want to make the right decision or the wrong decision. Sometimes you don't necessarily know what the right or wrong decision is. Now, how do you define to yourself what the right thing to do is? In those situations, let's say that you don't know what the right thing to do is. And just like we learned from Hashem Himself, when He was creating the world, what did He do? He told the angels, He says, Na'ase Adam betzalmenu, let's make man in our image. What does it mean, let's make man in our image? Hashem is asking the angels, can you help me to make man? No. What is Hashem doing? So the Chachamim explain that Hashem went to the angels and He asked them for advice. Is this a good way to create man? And they say, yes, okay, let's create man in this way. And He took their advice, He asked them for their suggestions. What does Hashem need suggestions? Hashem needs advice? He needs to ask for advice from anybody? What is He teaching us? He's teaching us a beautiful lesson. If you really want to be able to be the most knowledgeable you can possibly be, and be able to make the correct decisions in every situation in life, you need to ask advice from those who are more knowledgeable than you. The Talmidei Chachamim, the people who are more knowledgeable in Torah, those who have more experience than you, the elders, so on and so forth. And with doing that, you start to create a mindset of, when I don't know what to do, it's not just, let me think that I know best. Let me ask those who are more knowledgeable than myself to give me advice. Let me guide myself. Let me ask those who are more knowledgeable in Torah and mitzvot, give me advice, give me direction, give me guidance on which direction I should go in, what decision I should make. When this is your mindset, now every decision that you have is not just, I'll do whatever I think is right for me, or I'll rationalize to think that I want to do this and I want to do that, and so on and so forth. Rather, what should your decision making be? It should be, what does Hashem want me to do? How do I figure out what Hashem wants me to do? Go and ask advice. Go and speak to those who have more knowledge. And when this becomes your perspective, now everything you do, you're trying to learn more from others. You're trying to gain more knowledge, trying to gain experience, trying to gain people's advice and suggestions and guidance so that you can always be making the right decision. And I think that could be maybe an explanation. V'halachta bidrachav, what the Torah is adding, to really receive Hashem's true beracha, you have to be walking in Hashem's ways, emulating God, and the way God would even bring Himself down to ask advice from the angels. We also have to bring ourselves down to ask advice from those who are greater than us, but even those who have more knowledge than us, and those who have more experience than us, so that we can really be walking in Hashem's ways. Shabbat Shalom u'mevorach.